Hey babes, welcome to a brand new day filled with endless possibilities. I'm your girl, Neek Austin, and this is Coro is a Crush, your go-to spot for all things self-love, empowerment, and living life to the fullest. Let's dive in and make today unforgettable. Hey, what's up, fam? Guess who's back and better than ever? It's your girl, Neek, and you're listening to Coro is a Crush. Now, I know it's been a minute, but I am so excited to be back, and I'm even more excited to celebrate a big milestone today. This year marks the third anniversary of this podcast. Y'all, can you believe it? 3 years! That's wild, y'all. And for those who've been riding with me since day one, or if you're just joining the journey, welcome back to the space where we talk about real talk, bold moves, and unapologetic self-love. Now, I know it's been quiet here for a while, but life has some plans, you know. But like I always say, we don't stop. And I'm back with a whole new energy to bring you something even more special. So buckle up, because it's about to get real. But before we dive in, I want to let you know that Coro is a Crush is looking to partner with like-minded brands who align with our mission of self-love, empowerment, and living authentically. If you think your product or service will resonate with our incredible audience, let's talk. I'd love to collaborate with you and share your brand with our community. You can reach out to us via email at CoroCrushPodcast@gmail.com to learn more about sponsorship opportunities. Coro & Company is now available at two amazing locations. Not only are we at the Williamsburg Bazaar, located here in Williamsburg, Virginia, but we're also in my hometown of Farmville, Virginia, at the Blake & Gray Company. Discover my inspiring stationery, custom apparel, and self-love essentials in person. Check out my booth at the Williamsburg Bazaar, located at 5625 Richmond Road, Unit F as in Frank 120, Williamsburg, Virginia 23188, and at the Blake & Gray Company, 142 North Main Street, Farmville, Virginia 23901. Make sure you're following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at Coro & Company, where you will find out what's going on with Coro in real time. Also, make sure you're on our email list so you can catch all of Coro's deals, and you don't want to miss those. Go to coroandcompany.com to sign up and join the tribe. For this episode, you can see the full show notes on my website at coroandcompany.com. Now let's dive into today's episode. Today's topic is called The Comeback. 3 years of Coro is a Crush. Let's take a moment to reflect, because 3 years is a big deal. When I first hit record on that very first episode, I didn't know what this journey would look like. All I knew was that I wanted to create a space where we could talk about the stuff that truly matters: our dreams, our struggles, our victories, and our faith. Now, over the years, this podcast has taken me through some incredible highs. We've had powerful episodes where you all reached out to say something I said resonated with you. That, to me, was always the highlight, knowing that someone out there was feeling seen or empowered because of the conversations we're having here. But let's not sugarcoat things. There were also moments where I didn't know if I wanted to keep going, whether it was feeling burnt out or dealing with some personal struggles. There were times I thought maybe it was time to just step back. But then I heard from you all, whether it was through a DM, an email, or seeing you at events, and you would remind me why I started this in the first place. It's because of you. This isn't just my podcast, it's ours. And let's talk about the lessons I learned growing through all the breaks and pauses. One thing that really stands out to me is the idea of rest. I've always been a go, go, go person, and I thought I had to be constantly creating and producing. But here's the real truth. Rest is necessary for growth. Taking a step back allowed me to refocus, re-energize, and come back with even more clarity and vision. This podcast has taught me that sometimes you need to pause to go even harder when you're ready. I think the biggest lesson I've learned over these 3 years is the importance of community. We are not meant to do life alone. You all have been such a vital part of this journey, and I truly don't think I'd be here without the encouragement and love from every single one of you. Now, let's talk about who I am today. I'll be real with you. I'm not the same woman I was 3 years ago. I learned so much about myself, about what's important, and about the kind of energy I want to bring into this world. And honestly, it's been a wild, beautiful ride. I've always had this deep-rooted belief that we are all worthy of love, abundance, and everything that's meant for us. But over the years, I've truly come to understand that this belief isn't just something I'm saying. It's something I'm living. I've stepped into my own power in ways that I hadn't before. I've learned to trust myself more, to listen to my intuition, and to give myself grace. And let me tell you, that shift has been life-changing. Now, for those of you who are new to the Coro is a Crush family, let me reintroduce myself. I'm Neek Austin, and I'm the creator of Coro & Company. If you ever purchased a journal, a mug, or any of the self-love items from my shop, you're supporting a brand that's all about empowering people to love themselves fully and authentically. And it's not about just the products. It's about the message behind them when I create those products. Coro is a Crush has always been about empowerment, faith, and keeping it real. We talk about the challenges of life, the beauty of self-love, and the power of embracing your faith. And as I reintroduce myself to you today, I want you to know that this podcast is still all about you. It's about helping you find your voice, your power, and your truth, no matter where you are on your journey. Wherever you are in life right now, whether you're on top of the world or struggling to keep going, I want you to know that you are not alone. I am here, and I've got your back. We're going to continue to show up for each other no matter what. Now, let's talk about what's coming next for Coro is a Crush. I've been working on something special, and I'm so ready to share it with you. One of the things I've been most excited about is the launch of a brand new segment on the podcast called the Self-Love Sermon. This is going to be a deep dive into what self-love really looks like, beyond the surface level stuff you see on social media. I'm talking about the kind of self-love that challenges you, the kind of self-love that forces you to confront your insecurities and heal your wounds. We'll be discussing real life stories, sharing affirmations, and digging into faith-based inspiration. Each episode of the Self-Love Sermon will be an opportunity to reflect on your life and ask yourself, am I showing up for myself in the way that I deserve? It's going to be deep, real, and maybe even a little uncomfortable at times, but that is where growth happens. I'm also excited to bring more of you into the conversation. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear how you embrace your own journey of self-love and faith. So I'll be inviting some of your conversations on the show to share your experiences and lessons with the community. You're a part of this too. And listen, this season is about pushing boundaries. We're not here for the fluff. We're here for the readiness. We're here for the realness. We're going to talk about the hard stuff, the struggles that we often don't discuss in public. We'll talk about what it means to truly love yourself, to step into your purpose, and to trust that you are enough. I'm ready for this next phase, and I hope you are too. Together, we're going to make this season the most transformative one yet. For those who are tuning in, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of Coro is a Crush. If you missed part of this episode, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can receive notifications for new episodes. If you got topics you want me to dive into, questions you need answered on the show, or just want to say hi, don't hesitate to reach out. Send me a DM on Instagram at Coro & Company. Email me at CoroCrushPodcast@gmail.com or leave me a voicemail. Yes, babes, we now have voicemail. So go to my website, CoroCrushPodcast.com, click the tab Resources, click on Podcast, scroll to the bottom of the page, and click on Send Me a Voice Message. I love to hear from you. All right, it is time for prayer. If there's someone on your heart that you'd like for me to lift up, feel free to send me a message on any of my social media platforms, and I'll include their name in our prayer. If you're at work or on the road, please stay safe as we take a moment to bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts, thankful for this opportunity to gather together in your name. Lord, we ask for your guidance and wisdom as we navigate the challenges of our lives. Help us to remain strong in faith, to trust in your plan, and to find peace in your presence. We lift up those who are struggling today, whether it's with health, finances, relationships, or any other burden. May your healing hand touch them, bringing comfort and strength. Surround them with your love and remind them that they are never alone. Lord, we ask for protection over our loved ones, especially those who are facing difficult times. Please provide them with the courage to overcome their obstacles and the faith to trust in your timing. As we continue on our journey, may we be a light to those around us, sharing your love and grace in all that we do. Keep us grounded in your truth and guide us to make decisions that honor you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. All right, y'all, that's a wrap on episode 67. But before you go, here's what I need from you. If you felt this episode, if you're excited for what's coming, share it. Send it to your group chat, post it on your stories, and tag me at Coro & Company. That's if you're on Instagram. Make sure you're subscribed so you never miss an episode. You can subscribe with us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or you can check out the Podbean app, which is where we are now located. We moved from Captivate FM to Podbean. So if you download the Podbean app, you can put in the search for Coro is a Crush, and you can follow and listen to every single episode from day one of episode one all the way up to now, episode 67. And if you love Coro is a Crush, leave us a review. Those stars help more people find the podcast and join the community. I cannot wait to see where this season will take us. Thank you so much for rocking with me, and I'll catch you in the next episode. So, as always, I want you to gain knowledge, take care of yourself, go out and be great. Keep crushing it, keep loving yourself, and remember, you are the blueprint. Peace and be blessed.